With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back. I just wanted to say a little something about what happened today, just because, or today, talking about yesterday, I guess, if you're listening to this at this time. The world of football, the world of soccer, has lost a great person, a person that not only made people happy in the field, in the pitch, but also outside the pitch. A lot of us from our generation, you know, we didn't get the chance to see him play either live or through like a TV or a video or anything like that. Well, obviously we do have videos now, but we all have seen what Pelé, you know, was and did, you know, the type of magic he did back in the 50s and 60s when he played. And it's crazy to think, you know, when you're like my age, you know, 30 years old or even maybe younger or slightly older than me, and, you know, you never got to see him play and you never were able to kind of like catch the magnitude of who he was and what he meant to people, right? He wasn't a man that played, you know, in the greatest European teams, or he wasn't a man that, you know, traveled the world and rub shoulders. Well, I guess he did rub shoulders with the greats at one point in time, since, you know, playing in multiple World Cups and, you know, winning three of them in his lifetime as a player. So, you know, obviously he was one of the greats. He was rubbing shoulders with the greats, but it wasn't that, you know, he played in the greatest leagues in the world at all times. You know, he played, as far as I know, he played in Brazil. He played here in the United States. I mean, I'll be honest, I don't know much about the guy. I haven't done a lot of research on him, but the research that I have from Pelé or about Pelé, it's what he meant to people, and I think that's enough to kind of, you know, take from that and just kind of apply it to my life. It's one of those things that, you know, it gets like passed down, you know, generation through generation, and you probably never seen him play, and I've never seen him play. I've just seen highlight videos and stuff like that. But you already know that you have to have him in the conversation of the greatest of all times. I mean, people, you know, you have the usual suspects, right, in that list. You know, Maradona, Messi, some people say Ronaldo. You can have other names, you know, in that list of the greatest of all times. But I think one of the names that also never escapes that list is Pelé. And when you go back to the players, like, for example, today, you know, with all the news and all the videos and everything kind of coming out, I saw videos from Maradona himself saying, people were comparing, you know, Maradona to Pelé. And people asked Maradona, you know, is Maradona better than Pelé? And Maradona would say, no, Maradona is Maradona. Pelé is the greatest ever. And it's like, and it's mind-boggling, because, you know, you grow up, and I, you know, I hate the fact that I always bring this up, but, you know, you grow up Argentinian and you grow up thinking that Maradona is, you know, the best thing that was given to this earth, you know, in the sport of soccer. And you grow up thinking, you know, Maradona is almost, you know, like God in human form, and, you know, without being, I guess, disrespectful to whoever gets offended by this. But, you know, we saw him as, or not we, but like my parents' generation and older, they saw Maradona as kind of a savior, you know, a savior that kind of liberated the people in a way of like mental, you know, just oppression, you know, like cultural oppression, whatever, you know, he just brought them something to be happy about, right? So Maradona was held up high the same way for my generation. Now Messi is kind of seen in the same, you know, light. But to think of Maradona looking at Pelé and saying, you know, Pelé is the greatest ever, it's kind of like, whoa, like it's kind of like, you know, your dad talking about his hero, you know, and you're like, whoa, like if my hero is my dad and he has a hero, like, man, that other person must be way cooler than my dad, you know, type of thing. But it's cool to see. It's cool to see how respected he was. It's cool to see how collected as a person he was. The fact that even in his soccer career, you know, I had a conversation, I can't remember with who or where I heard it, but the fact that whenever he stepped down, like he coached for a bit and he knew that that wasn't his calling, you know, in life, and he was humble enough to say, you know what, I am Pelé, one of the greatest to have played the game, one of the greatest to have, you know, touched a pitch, put on, you know, tied the laces, you know, touched the ball, but, you know, coaching is not my thing, you know, I'm just a really good player, and that's just my spot, and that's where I'll stay, you know, I'll be an ambassador of the game as a player, not as a coach, not as a whatever, you know, whatever role people want me to be, or whatever I think I should be. But he played his role. He stayed in his lane, and he didn't, you know, he was humble enough to say, you know, Pelé is, you know, is a man too. He's just a man. So it's cool to see, you know, people that are down to earth the way that he was, or at least that, you know, he made it seem. Obviously, I don't know him personally and I don't know much about him, but I mean, what you hear, the stories and stuff like that, it's crazy. And the things that people did to go out of their way to watch him. So I just came from a family dinner, from my wife's side of the family, right? They're from Chile, and I was, you know, me and a cousin, we were kind of, you know, chit-chatting about soccer. We were both really soccer nerds in a way, and we were just kind of, you know, talking about the news and, you know, everything that he did and, you know, all the things that kind of Pelé meant, you know, to culture in a way. And, you know, grandma jumps in, you know, my wife's grandma, who, if I'm not mistaken, she's in her late 70s, maybe early 80s.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, she's up there in a little bit, you know, without being mean. And she chimed in the conversation and she talked about how her dad would talk about Pelé and how her dad, you know, when Pelé, I guess, would come into town or would, you know, would be playing, her dad would be like, oh, you know, we're going to go watch Pelé. Like, he was a big deal. I mean, he was a big deal. I mean, it's like if Messi right now basically toured the U.S., you know, a lot of us would probably stop and maybe fly out to wherever he was at and try to go, you know, catch a glimpse of one of the greats, you know. And that's what people did in South America. You know, that's what people did when he came to the Cosmos here in the United States. You know, people would go out their way, even from other sports. You know, they would recognize his greatness as an athlete, as a sports person. And they would go out of their way to kind of like witness history in a way of saying, you know what, I was there when Pelé, you know, came to town. And I'll probably do a little bit of research because Pelé actually played in Houston. So I'm going to see and try to find some way, shape, or form to have a story about, you know, Pelé coming to Houston. I think he only came to Houston once. So we'll see if I can do something about that. I don't know. I'll try. you know, not going to promise anything, but I think it's a cool story. If you haven't, you know, read up on it. It's, I think it's cool. The fact that Pelé himself, you know, played here in the Astrodome, you know, how crazy is that if you're from Houston, right? But you know, it just blew my mind that, you know, a little old lady that literally, you know, could care less about soccer, especially now in her 80s, like, you know, she's an old grandma, and she remembers her, like, her being a child, and I guess she's probably not 80, because, but then again, she was like, you know, Pelé did start playing soccer when he was like 15 professionally, which is mind-blowing itself, right? 14, 15 years old, already, like, being great at what you do, in a way. But, you know, the way that she was talking about how her dad, how she remembers her dad, you know, back in the, you know, in the 50s and 60s, talking to her and telling her about, you know, this young guy, you know, this soccer player from Brazil, and how the guy just kind of crossed, you know, the boundaries and you know, I guess socially and everything that comes in that, you know, back in the day it was different. But it's just crazy. It's crazy also, you know, the amount of respect that they have for Pelé in Argentina. You know, Argentinians and Brazilians have a little thing. Well, at least Argentinians don't like Brazilians. I guess we could do the same the other way around. But Brazilians tend to be a little bit nicer of people. But one thing that all Argentinians can, I guess, agree on is that we might not like Brazilians, you know, just because we have a sports rivalry. But one of the things that we can all come into a consensus is that, you know, Pelé was great. And you can't really say anything about the dude. You know, he was just, you know, untouchable in a way. But I just wanted to, you know, kind of throw some thoughts out there. And just kind of let you guys know what's been going through my mind. It's crazy. I saw a video. See, if you go to YouTube and you just put, you know, Pelé did it first, it's crazy to see the things that he was doing back in the 50s when the game was so, not new, but I mean, literally it's 50, 60 years old. You know, it was still kind of, it was a different sport almost in a way. I mean, the idea was the same. But, you know, when you watch, like, the World Cup now or, like, the Premier League or, like, those top leagues and you see the way that the athletes are formed and the way that the tactics, you know, are put into motion and, you know, the amount of psychological, you know, stuff that goes behind it. And then you see Pelé, you know, being 16, 17 years old, lifting a gold, you know, a golden trophy, representing that he's the champion of the world. It blows your mind because he's a young guy, he's a kid, and he's just playing a sport, you know, for the love of it, not for the money, not for the fame, not for anything that comes with it, but just because he loves to represent his country and he loves to play, you know, soccer. So I just think there's a little bit of like pureness to that, and I find it amazing. I find it great. And I wish we as soccer people never lose that, you know, that pureness of the sport. You know, never see it as something else than a game and a beautiful game. I mean, the nickname of the sport is the beautiful game, right? So, you know, if you get anything from here, I guess, you know, if I'm speaking in behalf of Pelé, it would be, you know, just enjoy the beautiful game for what it is, a beautiful game, and have fun and just enjoy it. A lot of people just tend to go different ways about it, but at the end of the day, it's something beautiful, it's something that gives, you know, brings you emotions, something that can bring you good emotions, bad emotions, but at the end of the day, it makes you feel something. And I think a lot of us as people, I mean, we live day to day to feel something, you know, and I think this game has given us something to like feel up, you know, something to do with our hearts in a way. But yeah, man, I'm just going to shut it down here. Thank you guys for listening. Maybe this went a little bit longer than the 5 minutes that I had thought out I was going to talk about. But I just think it's crazy how the sport is just you know, slowly but surely time keeps going, right? Father time just keeps moving, you know, it doesn't stop for any of us. And even though we lose greats and some are retiring, you know, Messi, Ronaldo in the next few years, they're probably going to stop playing. But we already see new faces coming up and, you know, just enjoy it. Enjoy these players. Stop being a hater. Stop hating people. It's completely understandable to dislike styles of play, but you can dislike a style of play and also still enjoy the way that a player plays. So if anything, like I said, just don't be a hater. Enjoy the beautiful game. So good night, everybody. Good day, good morning, whatever it is. I hope you guys have a good day, and we'll see you in 2023, I guess. Yeah, have a good one. Bye.